It's funny that I've never really considered myself an expert at much. I've always known that I had an amazing talent. Several, actually. I knew that I was a great communicator, mentor, teacher, and even writer. It just never crossed my mind that I would be considered an expert. But I am. Expert defined, 'cause you know I like to do that, right? It's the teacher in me. Anyway, an expert is somebody with a great deal of knowledge about or skill, training, or experience in a particular field or activity. That makes a lot of you out there expert daters, huh? So I guess that makes me an expert in dating advice and opinion, because Lord knows that I have been doing this for a long time now. My question is, would someone still be considered an expert at dating if they haven't been out on a date in over 10 years? Maybe they've been married for 20 years and dated before that. Does that still qualify someone to give dating advice today? Dating was a whole lot different back in the 80s. The whole topic came about after a very good friend who is an expert in her field of broadcasting, with over 20 years of experience in the corporate world, including another 10 as an entrepreneur. She did an interview with some experts. They happen to be educators with enough degrees and credentials to make you feel like you're back in fourth grade being asked to spell onomatopoeia in front of the whole school. These fine educators run the business school at a very well-respected establishment that happens to offer programs on entrepreneurism. Imagine our surprise to learn that not one of these well-educated, highly respected, and published individuals happen to run or own their own business. Ever. So how can you teach me to be an entrepreneur if you've never been one? Don't even get me started on the relationship/marriage expert that's out there. That's not only single, she's never been married. It's the one thing to learn from books and another thing altogether to learn from living. I like to think that my expertise comes from not only reading and doing, but also succeeding. I really offer up more opinion than advice, and I hope that the majority of you, because, you know, there's always one in a crowd, understands the difference. Advice is someone giving you their opinion about what you should do. Opinion is simply someone giving you their view based solely on their personal judgment or experience. I will never forget thinking I knew it all as a teen. I even went as far as to ask one of my mom's friends to ask me anything. Thank goodness he was more interested in impressing her than embarrassing me. As I matured, I learned that the more I knew, the more there was to learn. I asked my grandma once, "At what point in your life do you get it? When does it all start to make sense? Life and stuff." She just looked at me, laughed, and said, "I'll let you know when I know." So all that to say, this is my expert opinion on dating. Do it. Do it often. Date whoever you want, no matter what color, height, weight, sexual preference, religion, ethnicity, education, what kind of car they drive, or neighborhood they live in. Every date is a blind date, because you never really know someone until you get to know them. Not everyone is who they say they are, nor do they have the things they say they have, or believe in the things they say they do. Feel with your heart more than your hands. As far as being an expert, okay, I'll admit, I am an expert at being me. I am a beautiful, educated black woman with a little extra junk in my trunk, but I know how to use it. I know how to be a lady and how to treat a man. I know when to hold on, and I have learned how to let go. I understand pain enough to know that I prefer pleasure. This is Letitia, and my favorite saying is, "I like it when you tell me you love me. I love it when you show me."